The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here today with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. You happen to be a fellow realtor.
Yes, ma'am.
Who has a lot of pending sales.
Yeah, all of a sudden everything's coming together.
Good for you. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. To view our listings or search the MLS listings, please go to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. And today we're going to talk about the City of Scranton's Home Buyers Program. And with us is Linda Abley, who's the Executive Director of the City of Scranton's Office of Economic and Community Development. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
I'm glad to be here.
You've been a part of this Home Buyers Program for a long time. Can we give me just a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the City of Scranton in this particular program, please.
Yes, I started with the City of Scranton in 1989. I have always been in the Office of Economic and Community Development. I started as a secretary, and I worked my way up to being the executive director. Back in 1990, the home program just came into existence. And the first time home buyer program was created out of the home program.
And that was in 1990?
It probably came to Scranton in probably 1992, but it was passed by Congress in 1990.
Okay. What is this program? It's a great program. A lot of people don't know about it, but it enables people that would otherwise not qualify to buy a house, gives them some money, a way to purchase a home in the City of Scranton. Can you just give me a little bit of history on that program, please?
Yeah, the home program's purpose was to increase the amount of available, decent, safe, and affordable housing for low-income families. And there are several programs that are under the home program, which is one, the home buyer program.
Okay.
The home buyer program, we match the person's down payment up to $7,000, and we pay for closing costs up to $5,000, which would total $12,000.
Up to $5,000 on closing costs, up to $7,000 on the down payment.
Correct.
Okay. Very good. So it's a great program out there. How does someone who is interested find out about the details of this program? They can call your office, they can go online, and where do they go?
They can go online to www.scrantonpa.gov, OECD applications, and our application is online. Or they can come into City Hall. We're located on the first floor of City Hall and get an application there.
Okay. And you also take phone calls?
Yes, we do.
348-4216?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, tell me, I guess the first place to start regarding this is to find out if someone's eligible. There's income limits, household size, correct?
The first thing a person needs to look at is their income. Anyone eligible for our program must have a total family income of under 80% of the median income set for the City of Scranton. And the incomes are, for a family of one, is $33,150. They have to be under that. Two people, $37,900. Three, $42,650, 4 people, $47,350, and 5 people, $51,150. As you can see, the incomes are not that low for this area.
No. So the household income is the total anticipated gross annual income?
It's gross for everyone that's going to live in the home. It's just not for the person, if it's a husband and wife that are buying, purchasing the house, but grandmother lives with them. We also have to take her income.
Okay.
And so it's total family income, even though grandma is not on the note deed and mortgage.
Okay. All right. So she resides with them. You have to. And what is income? What do you consider income?
Your job, your salary, Social Security, welfare, your assets from your bank accounts or stocks, veterans' pensions. The only thing that I could think of right now is probably food stamps. We do not count.
But you do ask for that information on the application.
Correct.
Okay, but that would not be considered income.
No.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Linda Abley. Linda is the Executive Director of City of Scranton's Office of Economic and Community Development, which we also call OECD, which is easier to say. Okay, if someone's approved for the program, does the applicant still need to go to a lender to get pre-approved for financing?
Yes, they do. The process is they come to our office, they fill out an application, we give them additional paperwork for third-party verification. We give them a letter of conditional intent. We just look at their income at the time. If they're under our income, we give them a letter. Then they have to go to home ownership workshops. And there's two workshops, Neighbor Works at 558-2490 or United Neighborhood Centers 343-8835. And the workshop tells the public what to look for when they're buying a house, what repairs they might be looking at, what are closing costs, when you're looking at a house, what you should be looking for. There's the mortgage process and homeowner insurance, if you need flood insurance. So it sort of prepares them to buy the house.
How long do these classes take?
I know they have, it can be two sessions or they can do it one night.
No, they can bang on. They could just do it in one class.
Yes.
So it's not going to take them 2 or 3 weeks to do these classes.
No.
Okay. Is there any cost to these programs, these workshops?
If they are low income and qualify for our program, OECD that's one of the costs that we will cover.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then these classes are educational. They help them understand the home buying process, what to look for in a property. This is great stuff. A lot of people don't know. So what I'm hearing here is that anybody that's looking to buy a house that meets the income guidelines, then they should go to, I think they should go to you first, wouldn't you
Correct.
Say?
Correct.
All right. And then you point them in the direction, if they're eligible, to these workshops.
Yes. After they get the workshop completed, they get a certificate that OECD needs, and the majority of banks anymore like to see a certificate
that they've completed this program.
Yes.
And then the next step would be to find a lender. That you have certain lenders that you can provide a list for these people that are approved with your program?
No, we do not.
Okay.
We cannot steer any applicant to any bank.
Okay.
I give them a list of things to ask when they call the banks. What are your interest rates? How many points? What's your application fee? You know, how much down payment you need? Some banks want 20%. If you don't have 20%, you have to have private mortgage insurance. Things like that, I tell them to ask each bank.
Okay, so do most of the lenders in this area, lenders, the banks and the mortgage companies, do they work with OECD?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So they have anyone to choose from?
Yes.
That's out there. Okay, that's good information. What type of properties are eligible?
The home must be located in the city of Scranton and be a single-family home that is either vacant, owner-occupied, or it can be new construction under the home program.
What if a property is tenant-occupied? It's a single-family home, but the owners were renting it out.
Okay, we encourage not purchasing a tenant-occupied home, since when you're using federal dollars, you cannot have tenants in the home because you're evicting them, and that triggers the Relocation Act, that the owners would have to pay for their rent and moving expenses for 3 years. And no one's going to want to do that.
No.
So it's only vacant or owner-occupied.
Is that
or new construction.
Okay. So, and then one of the things that I've known over the years is we've sold properties that are 2, 3, 4-unit dwellings that someone could purchase with this program, correct?
Yes. Prior to probably 2006, we did a single, under the home program, a single family home is up to 4 units.
Oh, okay.
However, if the owner lives in one, he has to rent to the other 3 units to income eligible families. OECD has to monitor these families for the next 5 years. And due to the cuts in staff and just the overall, it was not beneficial for us. We do need to also inspect the rental properties every year.
Okay.
So we are just, right now, currently, it is just single family homes.
All right. Well, we're going to head towards a break. Hold that thought, because I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that after the break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $59,000, located at 131 West Parker Street in Scranton. This home has a nice size fenced-in yard, an eat-in kitchen, a family room, and plenty of storage. The taxes are only $1,295 a year total. It has efficient gas heat, and if you are financing this home, it would be eligible for FHA or VA loans. So if you're looking for a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home in Scranton, give us a call about 131 West Parker Street for only $59,000, and that's listed by Valerie Brown of our office.
Okay, some National Association of Realtors news. Mortgage cancellation relief is extended for another year. Households that have mortgage debt forgiven by a lender in 2013 as a result of a modification, short sale, or foreclosure will not have to pay tax on the amount forgiven. Mortgage insurance premiums remain deductible. Tax filers making less than $110,000 who pay for mortgage insurance can deduct the cost of their premiums on their 2012 and 2013 tax returns. 15-year straight-line cost recovery on leasehold improvements is extended. For qualified leasehold improvements on commercial properties, 15-year depreciation is extended through 2013 and made retroactive to cover 2012. Energy efficiency tax credit remains in force. The 10% tax credit up to $500 for homeowners who make energy efficiency improvements to an existing home is extended through 2013 and was made retroactive for 2012. We'll return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, brokering with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We have a special guest with us today, Linda Abley, Executive Director of City of Scranton's Office of Economic and Community Development, OECD. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking about the home buyer program. Before the break, we talked about how to apply, income limits, what properties are eligible for this type of program in the city of Scranton. It's essentially grant money that provides anybody that's approved with up to $7,000, matching their down payment up to $7,000 and up to $5,000 closing costs, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, before the break, I told you to hold that thought because we were talking about the eligible properties. Single family homes are eligible, vacant homes, and new construction. OECD actually considers single family homes to be anything from an actual single family dwelling, which is a single unit, up to four, correct?
Under the home program, a single family is 1 to 4 units.
Okay.
However, under our home buyer program, we are just funding single family, meaning one unit.
So you take an actual if it's a four unit, for example, you will only take the one unit that will be the owner occupied unit, correct?
Correct. The home has to be all up to code.
Okay.
We inspect every unit.
All right.
However, we will only federally fund the one unit which the owner is living in.
So if it's based on square footage.
Correct.
So if it's a four unit and it's each unit is equal, so 1,000 square feet in each unit, you will only fund the 1,000 square foot unit that the owner will occupy.
Correct. And it's really not beneficial for the applicant to only get maybe 3,000 instead of 12,000.
Okay. I see. And that makes your job complicated. And before the break, we were talking about the other occupants of this dwelling need to have...
They have to be low income. There are rent controls. We have to monitor them every year as they move in and out. And it was very timely for us.
And you have to inspect the property, correct?
We have to inspect the property every year.
Wow.
To be sure it's up to code.
Okay. So that could be a little bit complicated. So, but these, getting back to the actual single family dwellings that people are looking at out there, they cannot be tenant occupied. And a person that's living in them at the time the applicant puts an offer in can't be displaced, evicted, because then what does that trigger?
It triggers the Relocation Act.
Okay. So there's a lot of things to be thinking about.
Correct. At the closing, the seller has to sign a certification that the house was either owner-occupied, vacant, no tenants. If there were tenants in there, when did they leave? So there are documents the seller has to sign to be sure that the Uniform Relocation Act does not apply.
How many months prior to closing would the tenant have to be?
I believe it's three.
Okay. So they'd have to be out of there for 3 months prior to closing.
Yes.
Okay. What about you know, all of this brings to mind, if somebody buys a house with this program and their income changes 6 months after the closing, they get a job promotion a year later, whatever the case might be, there's some...
They get married.
Okay, they get married.
The federal law is you must be low income the day of closing or the day you move in, whichever's later. So I have a lot of single women that are engaged that might be planning on getting married in the next year, or vice versa, the male. They will buy a house before, prior to getting married. They close on the house, they move in, and then say 6 months later, they do get married. That is perfectly all right. But you have to be low income the day of closing or the day you move in.
And how far back do you look in the history of...
When we verify people's incomes, we look back for 2 years. We get their 2 years income tax returns, but we have to look at going forward 1 year.
So you have to project for a year?
Correct. Say you're making $12 an hour right now and you're changing jobs and you're going to be over income in 3 months from now and you did not close, you'd be over income.
So you wouldn't be eligible for the program?
Correct.
Okay. I see. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. So they come in, they apply, they get this approval from you. They are eligible to receive this grant program from the city of Scranton. They find the property in the city of Scranton. They're eligible to buy a property in the city of Scranton. How long does that approval letter is it good for?
It's good for 6 months. After 6 months, they have to come in and we have to look at their income again.
So do they have to go through the whole process again, take another workshop?
No.
Okay.
Just one workshop, but we have to re-verify their income.
Okay, so they don't have to do a whole full application again?
No.
Okay, but they just have to give you the authority to be able to go in and verify things. Okay. When somebody buys a property, we often go through, as realtors, we're doing the agreement of sale. We have to have their financing in place. So part of it would be the OECD program. And then, of course, they have to get a lender pre-approval. They have to apply for a loan with their lender. They have inspections as part of the agreement of sale, general property inspection, radon, wood infestation. Do they have to do any other inspections with the OECD program?
The buyer can take it upon himself to hire an independent inspector. However, after they get approved from the bank, we receive all the paperwork from the bank that we see everything in order, we have an inspector, a consultant that goes out and does our inspection ourselves.
So this is a City of Scranton employee?
No.
Okay.
He's under contract with OECD.
Okay. So it's a third party.
It's a third party. The home has to meet housing quality standards.
Which means?
HQS. It's Section 8 housing quality standards.
So
I was talking to you during the break, and I said I have a house under contract in Scranton, and I said that there's some issues with the garage, like the garage has a hole in the roof. And you, what were you telling me? That's a separate building?
I asked you if it was attached to the house.
No, it is not.
Then that would be okay because it's not part of the living quarters. If it was a garage attached to the house, that would be a problem.
Okay.
Things we look at is chipping paint, asbestos, railings on the steps, broken windows, leaky roofs. We have to have smoke alarms on each floor and carbon monoxide detectors. The water, the gas, electric, and the furnace must be turned on at the inspection and be in good working order.
So those systems must be in good repair, good working order, function properly. But that is not considered a full home inspection that a home inspector as part of the agreement of sale would conduct. I mean, those are the things that they do look at too.
That is correct.
Okay, so that would be above and beyond what you would provide. And your inspection, correct me if I'm wrong, is not at the beginning of a contract.
No, it's after we get the bank approval, after we review everything from the bank, when we know it's going to go to closing.
So it could be well be like 30 days into a pending sale when your inspector would be
correct
sent out.
We have to be sure that the house is up to HQS, and if it's not, we cannot release federal dollars for someone to live in an unsafe house.
Sure.
So the buyer and the seller has to determine who's going to pay for these repairs. And it has to be, we do not go to closing if these repairs aren't completed. If you asked me 6 months ago, we would give, if they were minor things, like a broken window or a railing on a step, we would give the new owner 30 days to complete the work. However, we found that it was causing our office too many problems because the people would not be calling us back. And then that would trigger the house not being up to HQS after we released the federal dollars.
Okay, so there's some repairs that you would allow.
We did up until 6 months ago.
Okay.
Anymore,
now
we have
everything has to be. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So everything has to be done prior to settlement, which I think is wise. And you have to make sure that the funds that you're releasing are to a property that's in good repair. You don't do radon testing?
No, we do not.
How about wood infestation?
We did that about 10 years ago. We do not do that anymore.
So if a buyer's concerned, they should elect that on the agreement of sale with the regular inspections above and beyond your inspection.
Correct.
Okay. We had a great discussion with you today, Linda Abley, Executive Director of the City of Scranton's Office of Economic and Community Development and the Home Buyers Program, which is a wonderful program for people out there that want to buy and own a home and realize part of the American dream in the City of Scranton. I think it's an excellent program. It's been around since 1992, and I can't believe a lot of people just don't realize it. But thank you for your time and coming
thank
in
you.
And talking to us today. Would you come back next week so we can talk about this more?
I sure will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful 3 acres of land in the Windsor Hill development. It's a wooded lot with a shale driveway that leads to a private spot for a house. It has a stream that runs along the property, and it is close to everything, including the interstates, shopping, and the main roads. So if you're looking for that perfect piece of land to build on in the Moscow area, give us a call about 3 acres of land on Windsor Way for $79,000.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last full month I have on record, March, year-to-date, and year-to-date so far. I'll let you know what's happening here. Median list price for March 2013 and March 2012 is dead on, exactly the same, $149,000. Year-to-date, the median list price is pretty spot on, $140,000. Median sales price, this is where there's a change. For March 2013, there's a 26% increase from March 2012. The median sales price for March 2013 is $129,000. And in back in March 2012, it was $102,000. Year to date, the median sales price is also up 16.5% at $112,000. Sold listings still year-to-date lagging about 4%, but pendings are up year-to-date 7%. They're up from 2012. So if they all go to close, we should be on track for a better year for 2013, and I will keep you posted. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Please don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.